We got
stories, don't you?
It's Brian Kitahara. Announce your age.
I am.
21.
And date of birth?
072776, sir.
Where at?
State of Missouri.
Where are you born?
Missouri.
Okay.
St. Louis.
That's where I was born.
A couple blocks away from here.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
So. Let's get into this, Brian. So you, what kind of car do you own?
I'm the owner of an 81 LTD.
Okay, now it didn't happen in that car. Okay, what car did it happen in?
That was a Subaru GL 87.
87 Subaru GL.
4WD.
Okay, 4WD. Now, what day was this? You remember the day?
Some weeks ago. We're near not a month now. As of this weekend, it probably is tomorrow night would have been 1 month ago. Maybe a month and a week.
So we're looking at about August 4th, 5th.
Somewhere along that.
Okay. What time of day was it?
It was 12:30. Thereabouts.
12:30.
Saturday night.
It was a night.
Saturday night or Sunday morning is the case. Maybe.
As you call
okay.
it.
Okay. What time? So where were you at? What was the location?
29 North, going on 35 North, Vivian Road exit, around there.
Okay.
Off to your left, you'll see the Venture Price Shopper.
Gotcha.
Hold on, traveling northbound on I-29.
Actually, it was southbound. South of 29.
I gotcha. It was in that little gully down there.
No.
Okay.
It was 29 South. Right. And then you get on 35 North to go into Liberty, you know,
right.
That big,
yeah.
Well, you know where North Oak, the hairpin curve is?
Right.
You get off 29 to go on North
yeah.
Oak. Okay, it was right before there.
Jesus That's Christ, right by that church.
Right in front of that church.
That one church.
Yeah. Did the incident take place while you were traveling on the highway or while you were traveling on North Oak traffic?
I didn't even get to North Oak. I was heading over to the Walmart.
Okay.
So you were exiting?
I didn't exit. I wasn't. It was my intentions. I was getting on 35 North after 20, and then I was going to get on Antioch Road off there.
Okay.
That's where I was directed.
Okay. We got a nice setup for this. Now let's tell us what happened exactly. Right. As you can recollect in your mind, the moments we're talking moments leading up,
right,
when it happened, and right after it happened. Go for it.
All right. We're coming back from Cantata, alright? It was raining that night, cold, right? As it should be. You know, sheets of lead coming down.
Right.
And soup it up. But that's what happened. I had to go by hen house to check my schedule. I was still currently employed there. And so they've had to buy beauty products. And I was feeling kinda under the weather. Right, he had to go buy some personal hygienics. So he's like, let's go to Walmart. I'm like, all right. After I get out from Hen House, and as we all know, they've got their HB health and beauty selection, right? But I didn't even think of it, right? So I said, okay, we should go to Walmart because we know they're 24 hours. And we're right fucking there at Hen House. But we decided to go to Walmart because we didn't even think about it. So we get back in the car, we're driving. He's like, how do you want to go? You know, I was like, we could take 64th over. We had three different paths. We took this one. He's like, you sure you want to go, man? Because I was feeling kind of tired, feeling kind of sick. I was like, nah, Dave, we shouldn't, you shouldn't be driving alone in the rain. I'll go with you. You've done it before, you know, past, you know. So I went with him. Swear to God. And now, we must have fucking, he must have asked me three times prior to the incident that he asked me if I wanted to go home. I said, nah, that's cool. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Because I was already driving, you know. And we come around the corner. We're coming around the not really a corner, just a stretch, a curve, rather, right? And then we're both pretty observant people. We see two cars parked with on the shoulder between, you know, pretty 200 feet between each other. Maybe it was an accident. But didn't have enough time to really think about it because we fixated our eyes back on the road. As you normally, you just take a first glance. Maybe we didn't ever get to that second glance, right? Because it never happened. So, because next thing you know, there's this object in my road, in my path, right there. Who's outstretched between.
And so Dave's driving.
I'm driving.
You're driving.
I'm driving. Subaru.
The Subaru 4WD.
1981.
87.
Mm-hmm. Good year.
And
he has the 81 LTD.
I got the 81 LTD.
Right.
And 91 Metro. It's inactive. Anyway. And so this thing's outstretched in the road, and I thought, you wouldn't believe what's going through my head. So wait, before you're gonna have reactions, and I instantly jerk to the left, just out of reaction. But you know how things go through your head a million miles an hour, so you're compensating because that's not to spin out the car, or go into the gutter, or even cross traffic into the other lane. It's all going with your head, right? Boom, boom, boom. So I cut, and right before impact, because we hit, but right before that impact, Bambi does not wear clothes. That's when my jaw drops. Dave fucking just locks up, frozen stiff. He catches a glimpse of the face. I don't. I know that he's wearing clothes. Another thought that crossed through my mind, I thought this was Dog. And right, all this, boom. That's when it happened. It was a... There was no speed bump. It was a speed bump of sorts. But you could feel it. You could feel
The tissue give,
exactly. And it was a fucked up thing.
So let me ask you this. Did you run over the head side or the foot side?
Actually, I think we caught him with all four wheels, I believe. Because he was sprawled out between the middle lane and the inside lane. I was in the middle lane. I cut left, I say. But he was boom, boom. He's in two lanes.
All four wheels.
Yeah. So my side hit his head. And
did you actually strike
Dave's side? Yeah. Dave's side hit his backside or right over his ass or something.
Okay, so after that, did you stop?
I kept on driving. I was locked up. I was covering my mouth. I was like, oh! I was just sick out of my mind. I didn't... And you know what the thing was? Physically, I looked like I was just fucking sick.
Right.
In my head, I'm telling jokes to myself. I don't know why.
Because you're a product of the 90s.
Exactly.
One of those
things. I'm recollecting movie lines. The one that comes across. Have you seen The Chase?
Yeah.
Okay. Cadavers, they're falling out of the truck.
Yeah.
That scene popped in my head, and then it comes back to the newsroom, right? And one line from the newsroom is, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Over and over in my head. How the news lady said it was how I was seeing it, and I remember her saying it.
All right. We are on. Okay, so from this point, we were talking about that you were going about 55. You hit the guy. Dave was silent. You were screaming, you were in shock, and you were going, let's go from there.
All right, so the movie lines were going through my head, jokes were going through my head, I polished them off, did you get enough of that, you want some more, I got 4WD, tons of stuff, and I thought it was inhumane. Why should I be thinking this? I should be distraught. I mean, I look distraught, but I wasn't sure as hell thinking it. Maybe that's my mind keeping me sane or something. I don't know. I never really paid much attention to it. So, as I was thinking all the way up, he asked me what I'm going to do. I said, I don't know. I can't think right now. I can't think. He goes, well, pull off. We'll call. All right. So we get on 35, and we get off on the first exit.
Chateau?
I believe so.
The Waffle House.
The Waffle House. Now, we take that all the way up. You know where the Star Mart, right by Antioch Mall is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We drove all the way over there because we didn't even stop for, we were going to call it the Waffle House, but they were closed. We didn't think about calling on the payphone. We just wanted to go somewhere public.
Quick aside, Waffle House never closes. Okay,
they just looked really dark, right? So we just drove right by.
Absolutely.
Right? And not that I've ever been, so... And we pull up that Star Mart, and then I'm in the parking lot, and Dave's like, you want me to call? I was like, yes. And I'm just going to sit in the car. He goes, you okay? I'm like, I'm doing fine. I got myself collected. And then he makes a call to 911. Instantly, I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling so hot. Mm-hmm. I hop out of the car. I'm dry heaving. And I'm like, I want to draw attention to myself because I just hit a dead dude, right?
Right.
And all these people in the parking lot filling up gas don't know why I'm puking. I want to let them know.
Right.
But I don't.
But you're not. I'm not drunk, folks.
I wanted to justify my actions for dry heaving all over the place. So I collect myself for half a second, walk in, and I say, may I borrow your restroom? Restroom's broke. I thought I'm going to puke all over her. I was like, right. I got. So I go out and I'm hacking up blood and shit. It's just disgusting. And now my humanity set in, because now I like, dude, I fucking just nailed this guy hard.
Right.
Right? And I get up, and he gets off the phone, and he's like, you okay? Yeah. He goes, you know, we want to go calm yourself. I was like, you know, we're driving around aimlessly. We should go home. Our way home, we're driving by Perkins. You want to stop by Perkins? You know, go get a cup of coffee, you know, talk about it. That's the last thing you shouldn't do, is not talk about it. So we're, okay, let's go in. You know, we go in, four state troopers right there, non-smoking. We're sitting right behind them in the atrium, right? I'm like, Dave's like, we should go say something.
Hey, right. Cadavers, where's the booth out?
What'd you do?
In the closet.
I still here.
In the, in that, here, let's go.
Hey, Joe, I hate that.
Alright.
Joe, you can dance for inspiration, dude.
I do what? No. You're the only one I want to dance with. You realize that? Second towel, here it is. It's all wet.
Beer towel? All
right. Oh, man. You gotta love the beer towel. We'll be out there in a second, Chief. Alright?
Oh!
Oh, Pimp Daddy Buff Fuck. What'd you do?
Hi, I ran over the guy and he's dead now.
Anybody want to say anything?
Telling E. coli burger.
Four fifth size ice cream cone.
Go that dick!
All right, we continue with the interview of a guy that hit a guy. Okay. All right.
So anyway, you walk in, there's four state troopers.
Right.
And we're not smoking.
And they're all with the butch haircuts as Dave has now.
Okay, so you guys are at Perkins?
We're now, no, we're at Perkins North Oak.
North Oak, okay.
2.5 minutes right there, all right. Okay. So he's like, we should say something. I was like, yes, we should. Because by now he had said, I said, what'd you say on the phone that there's a, you know, a guy on the body, or there's a guy on the road, or there's his body on the road, and that's all he said, and he just reported it, and he was informed that we were the first to report that, and thank you for your, you know, calling, so we're there. Lit up.
What happened? Lit up?
Yeah,
what's the matter with him?
No,
it's just, I'm getting... All right.
One rainy night, it was cold.
Right.
And so we see him, and we both concede that we should go up and say something because we didn't tell him we hit the body, right?
Right.
We just told him that it was there. Right. And we go up, and it's like, Dave, I'm still shaky, you know. He's he crouches down at the table as servers do, you know. He's kneeling down, he's got his elbows on the table. He goes, excuse me, gentlemen, I hate to bother you right now, but I feel I have to say something to you. What's up? And I said, well, what's going on? And he puts his hands together, you know, he's putting them against his lips, back and forth. There was this body. He goes, yeah, we heard it. We got a trooper who had a call from here. He's out there at the scene right now. I think we hit him. You excuse me? You know, and he's like, no, he did. And he points it to me. I'm like, you know, what's up? He fingered me, right? And he goes, you hit him. Yeah, you know, just like that, I was catching myself. Okay. He's may I see? You know, you got your license? Yes, yeah, I got it right here. You know, he looks at it. And I say, you know, take it out and I show it to him. He says, I'd say it's in your best interest to go back up there right now. Okay, so we bolt. You know, we don't even get coffee or anything. Just we're gone. The host, Dave, good guy. He's like, what's up? I will tell you later. You know, we gotta go. See, you know, he's pretty good friends with us. Anyway, we go back up there. There's already an ambulance, a fire truck, a couple squatties. And as I'm approaching, there's this huge tarp, you know, about a 10 by 10 tarp laying over with this mangled body. You could tell what was protruding and stuff.
Right.
Just poke here. It's disgusting. Dave's like, don't look at it. We'll pull over right behind this ranger on the side. And I'm like, what's the ranger? Maybe somebody saw it. And, man, it was just like Crimson Tide, all right? You know how he's, he's giving a speech. Because I'm relating everything to a movie for some reason.
You're such products of our media.
And I got to give you credit, it was a good show, but, what's his name?
Dean Hackman
giving the speech about Alabama,
yeah.
And that rain, it was coming down, that street trooper, we rolled down a window on Dave's side, he's like, guys... I could just hear the music in the background. Da, da. You know how it goes. He's all telling me how it is. He's like, okay, guys, I don't know how to console you on something like this. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not being held liable. The guy committed suicide. From what we know right now, he was had a terminal illness, and he was ODing on drugs, and it was just basically committed suicide. So I'm just going to get some information from you, and it'll lead you on your way. We'll call you on midweek if we need any more information. We took down our information. He goes, well, like I say, I don't know how to console you, but thanks for coming back, you know. Mm-hmm. So we made it on our way. And so night after night, we find out more information because we see these smokies sitting up there at Perk, and they're like, hey, what's the update? We want to know now. Well, okay, so in the story, we gather here, collaboration is total. It's that Ranger that we parked behind was, there was a guy in there. There was a guy driving. The guy was in his seat, the driver's seat, when we were right behind him. I guess he was with this guy at the time of his departure, right? Mm-hmm. So they were, I think this guy still had a terminal illness, but they weren't on drugs. They both had been drinking. And apparently, he allowed this guy, the dead dude, to hop through the sliding glass doors of that Ranger and through the tailgate, just right off the road, or right off the tailgate onto the road. And then we must have just caught him like moments after.
So, the guy was riding in the passenger seat of a pickup.
We're in.
They were drunk, right? Drunks don't really drive slow, right? So I figured the car was trucking at a pretty nice speed. And if I were to jump out of a truck, I don't think I would live. Or at least I wouldn't be conscious after I hit the pavement and rolled around a little bit. But, you know, if the guy's going to die, he's going to die. And I have no remorse for finishing him off. But I am pissed at him. And so is Dave. He made it clear to me as why I'm so fucked up. He's like, you know, I'll tell you why. You know, motherfucker jumps out of his truck and fucking puts us, not just us, you know, anybody could, you know, they shouldn't have to go through that shit. You know, so I'm pissed off at this guy. But you're going to watch yourself. Do it on your own, but, you know, don't fuck up other people. Because I have to know, you know, I have to say that Dave and I are pretty, you know, stable guys. Any right. other people, anybody else that, even, you know, 90% of the people I hang out with, they're messed up in the
yeah,
head.
Yeah, like the Marilyn Manson types.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's just not too many cells working, or maybe they still have enough grasp on reality and that, hey, man, shit happens, just not as much as us. But I don't think, I'm pretty secure. I'm pretty thankful for being as strong-willed as I am. So, you know, if he wasn't dead, he was now.
Okay, so the bottom line is the guy's dead. The guy was meant to be dead. If it, you know, that's how it worked out. Let me throw out this scenario to you. What if you weren't with Dave? What if you didn't have a support source that night?
Oh, definitely would have called it in. Because there was two sets of tracks on this guy. I forgot to tell you this. We appeared to be the first set. Maybe we're the second. We'll never know that either. But maybe it was four-wheel drive and it kind of like got the track.
So the bottom line is it was a four-wheel drive 87 fucking car.
Yeah.
Subaru, you said?
Subaru GL, that's it. It's a GL. It's a hatchback, you know. It's
any damage to the Subaru?
Little Lyman's a little off. Fuck him, man. His insurance paying up.
So do you...
Are they really?
No, I'm gonna go pick up an accident report, and you know, if I feel the need to, I will have their insurance pay for it.
So you think if you were in a Ford or a Chevy, you would avoid the situation?
I'm just glad that I wasn't in my friend Tim's lowered Toyota. We would have
exactly.
drugged this guy for a little long.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because you know what?
You know, you body parts that. Flying up in the windshield,
absolutely.
Whatnot.
Hey, Japanese.
And that's the thing, you know, it's...
You have bad nightmares now.
I didn't have one. I woke up the next night in a cold sweat, but that's it. I don't even recollect, in you know, subconsciously what happened.
Okay, so even though you would have consciously decided on your own that you would have contacted the authorities,
I would have.
What if you didn't have your friend, another strong person, and Dave that was with you? What if you did not have that support source and you ran over this guy alone? What would you have done? Because you had the one guy that's silent that's holding you in. To a certain degree,
yeah.
And you're screaming. What would you have done if you were alone? What would you have really felt?
I know I would have felt worse off in the end because he's setting me straight. So I probably would have been a little more messed up had I not been with somebody. I still would have contacted. But see, like I was saying, two sets of tracks. That other set of tracks never called in. I don't know what they're going through, but I know because I did colon, I can rest easier.
Right.
Because you know, I did. It is human to think of me that when I call, or when he called, and when I saw the troopers, when I had to go back all that time, that passing time, I thought I was going to get, you know, involuntary manslaughter, or, you know, the family was going to come after me. But, and because of this, even though I thought it out and I'm not held liable, I still talked to a lawyer and put it on record that the cop said I'm not liable. I mean, that's the only thing that I was just concerned that I was going to be, you know, serving some time because of this.
Well, let's look at this.
I don't know. I don't know how I felt. Actually, I don't know if I've been worse off. I can tell you that.
Right. In light of everything that's happened, which has obviously been put down on record, let's think about this scenario for a minute. You call 911.
Your light's out. I'm done.
Okay. It's still rolling.
Right.
We're talking. We're recording. Let's think about this scenario. You call 911. You're dry even in a gas station parking lot. You leave to go get a cup of coffee with your buddy, not knowing you're going to run into some state troopers. What if you didn't run into state troopers? What would you have done? What if you guys sat there for 2 hours, drinking coffee, thinking about what you just went through and the fact that you didn't wait for the 911 call? What if the state troopers weren't there? What if you never recorded any of this with a lawyer or state troopers, and you were here at this day with me right now talking about this incident?
I wouldn't be here right now talking to you had I not secured my...
Why? Phone. Why would you not be here?
Why? It wouldn't have never happened, I'll tell you right now. Well, I mean, the cops, they were there, right? But eventually, I think we would have...
They would have had your license plate. Or they would have... So you're saying they would have tracked you down?
No, there's no way... They didn't get Dave's name on the 911. It was just an anonymous call saying that we hit this dude.
Okay, but yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, they had an anonymous call. They most likely made it there. You guys were gone. But say you guys did not run into state troopers and your consciousness did not get the best of you. What would happen?
If I went there, they weren't there. We talked about it, and we...
And you guys had coffee,
we
and you were hanging out?
And we never called them ever again?
Exactly.
And I don't think
nobody was ever contacting you. You guys just went on with your life knowing you had a guy.
Hypothetically.